Hi, my name is Patience and I had to leave my home in Zimbabwe 6 years ago. From my own experience, Zimbabwe is not a safe space for women who do not accept male dominance as they are faced with many difficulties. The non-implementation of laws which protect the rights of women and girls in accordance with the Constitution and international law remains an enabler of patriarchy as women are protected on paper. And yet, the reality on the ground is a different story altogether. Patriarchy in Zimbabwe is mainly enhanced through socialization within the family, culture, and religion. The boy child is valued more than the girl child as they are heirs who carry the family name. Before children are born, especially the firstborn, there is a general expectation and yearning for a boy child as this also signifies the growth of a family, that is, the boy will carry the family name as will have his own family who will take up his surname, and this is regarded as very important. From an early age, there are different roles that are assigned to children within the household that differentiate boys and girls. Girls are expected to play with dolls, while boys are expected to play with cars. Household chores such as cleaning, cooking, and the general upkeep of the home are mainly for girls, while boys may be expected to do tasks such as chopping firewood and herding cattle for those who stay in rural areas. Boys are given head role and breadwinner roles, while girls are domesticated. For those who live in towns, boys can get away with not doing anything within the household. In most cases, girls are at a disadvantage because their chores require that they wake up early before everyone else and finish up their tasks before heading to school, which may be a distance away. Not only will they be tired by the time they go to school, but most miss school altogether, and this results in most being uneducated as they may fail to cope. There is not much emphasis in the education of the girl child in some sections of society, as their main role is to please the men. Educating the girl child is also of little or no importance as she will be married off, and thus some families would rather educate the boy children. When girls reach puberty, they start learning about how to please their men, and this is through channels such as family aunts as well as the church. Girls are therefore more of sex objects whose main purpose is to ensure the pleasure of their future husbands. It is very important to preserve virginity so that when one gets married, their husband will be proud of them. There is, however, no such expectation from boys. Marriage is seen as an achievement, especially from the official age of 18, but it is not uncommon to have child marriages, even though they are forbidden by law. The traditional marriage is known as lobola and involves the payment of a bride price in the form of money and cows to the family of the bride to seal relations. This practice further subjectifies a woman as she's expected not only to submit to her husband but to his family as well. Most women do chores for their husband's family, such as cooking, hand washing clothes, and all household duties. This is what is expected of them culturally. Housework is not considered as a job, even though it is very tedious and taxing. At most family gatherings, such as funerals and weddings, women cook and cater for the people gathered whilst the men will be socializing. The same is also true when there are guests who visit. Women run around and serve while the men entertain their guests, and in some cases, they may not be expected to take part in conversations and discussions, as this may be deemed to be disrespectful. All these practices reinforce patriarchy as women are subjects of their men. Religions such as Christianity also emphasize the importance for women to submit to their husbands, and this means not going against what he says and making sure his ego is not bruised. Women are expected to shield their husbands by understanding them and going the extra mile, and the same is not expected of men. Because of lack of education, which also means dependence on the men, most women tend to enjoy their marriages as they have little or no choice. The men are the ones who provide and therefore have the upper hand. Society also looks down upon single mothers, who are generally seen as failures, and this also makes them endure physical and emotional abuse as they do not want to shame their families. Poverty also increases the dependency syndrome, as some husbands may also be providing for their own in-laws. This means women have to endure their marriages so that their families will be provided for. Because of socialization in society and religion, men already have an upper hand and dominance such that in the job world as well as in politics, they rule. There are very few women who are in positions of power, and most have to fight against the hegemony of their male counterparts. The current government is also made up of former war veterans who are patriarchal and seem entitled to ownership of almost everything in the country, including women, as they end them during their efforts during the War of Independence. Similarly, in the political scene, despite provision of a quota which allows for more positions for women, there are very few women leaders, and most take instructions from men, as they must have an alliance for them to survive. The few women who have tried to challenge the status quo have been given labels such as prostitute, as the patriarchs do not take lightly being challenged. Women in the opposition are even more exposed as they face challenges such as sexual, physical, and verbal abuse. It is not uncommon for female activists to be abducted, tortured, and raped, and when they report, they are asked to bring their perpetrators so that they can be arrested. But this is, of course, next to impossible. Although there are laws that protect the rights of women, their implementation is a different story, as there is a lot of corruption and disappearance of dockets and evidence. Patriarchy remains a problem world over. Woman, life, freedom. Mukadzi, Upenyu, Risto Nongoko.